The raid on the home of Georgetown financial advisor Mark Witteskek one night in mid-2013 involved more than three dozen SWAT team members of the D.C. police who entered his home with guns drawn. Witteskek's 14-year-old daughter opened the door. Once inside, the SWAT team began pointing firearms at everyone in the house, including Witteskek and his girlfriend, Bonnie Harris. Witteskek said they used a battering ram to bash down the bathroom door and pull his 16-year-old son out of the shower, naked. The police put all the children together in a room while we were handcuffed upstairs. I could hear them crying, not knowing what was happening. He added that the police search of his house caused an estimated $10,000 damage. What caused this furor? Witteskek's estranged wife, in an attempt to obtain a restraining order against her husband, told a court clerk she had been threatened with a gun, a charge a judge later found was without merit. However, Washington, D.C. has the most stringent gun laws in the nation, which outlaw both weapons and ammunition, if not registered. An avid hunter, Witteskek had stored his weapons with a sister in Arlington, Virginia. During the raid, police seized a holster, a brass casing, a box of slugs for use in a black powder rifle. Muzzle-loading muskets are not legally considered weapons. And one shotgun shell, which had misfired years earlier and was kept as a souvenir of a hunting trip. Although the shell casing and slugs could not be fired through a weapon, under the draconian D.C. laws, they still count as ammunition. During a trial in March 2014, some of the evidence was removed from the record due to an insufficient warrant. By reducing the charges, officials were able to skirt a jury trial where they may have risked jury nullification. Witteskek would eventually be convicted of attempted possession of unlawful ammunition, even though the judge never ruled on the shotgun shell, and the black powder balls were for a weapon that is not considered illegal. A number of observers remarked that the prosecution had no clear understanding of either firearms or firearm terminology. None of these people know anything about gun issues, including the judge. Witteskek charged. He was ordered to register as a convicted gun offender, which prompted him to tell the media, "I was found guilty of something that is not even illegal and forced to register for something that is not illegal. Now I run the risk of losing my job, my occupation, as a result of this conviction." Some saw Witteskek's ordeal as an illustration of the misuse of SWAT raids and his conviction as a clear example of the end result of gun registration and police militarization. Many feel that when the feds desire to punish someone, they can always trump up any number of charges and have them arrested. Today, because of the militarization of law enforcement, they can also stage armed, SWAT-style raids of homes, businesses, and farms. When the USDA has automatic weapons, night sights, and 30-round magazines as part of a Department of Agriculture, something has gone terribly wrong in America, observes Natural News editor Mike Adams.